Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not going to minister what I was going to minister this morning. I'm going to do something a little different. It's almost 12:30. Well, it is 12:30. Not that that's a big deal, but I mean, it's 12:30 twice a day. It's been that way ever since. It's been that way ever since I was born. It likely will be until the Lord comes to take us away. So I guess we shouldn't get too excited about it. There's anything magic about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you just love God? There's just so much love in me for the Lord this morning. I just want Him to know it. Father, I do want you to know that I love you today with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, and all my being, Father. Everything that's in me cries out, I love you. Everything that I ever will be, Father, says, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me share just a short word with you this morning. Can I do that? Out of the book of Judges. While you're turning there, let me ask you, as you're getting in that neighborhood, maybe I shouldn't have told you Judges before I told you this. Who was the strongest man physically that you can remember from the Bible? Samson was the strongest man ever that we know about. Samson did great and mighty, wonderful and tremendous miracles. Now there are those that would believe that Samson was naturally a very strong man and that his strength was inherent in him when he was born. And that's the way he came into this world, as a strong and a powerful, massive, muscular man. That's not what the Word of God says is the source of his strength. The source of Samson's strength did not come from natural means. The man Samson had gone down to a Philistine town by the name of Timnath. This is in the 14th chapter of the book of Judges. Samson was a single young man, and I guess you could call him a strapping young buck. And he had the same desire as any other young man in the same circumstances. He desired a wife. And he went down to Timnath one day, and he saw a woman there that really appealed to him. He went back home, and he asked his mother and father to come on down to Timnath with him and make the arrangements, because he wanted this woman to wife. Well, in verse number, I'm just going to read, that's the story, the circumstances. In verse number 5, Samson went on down to Timnath ahead of his mother and father. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and they came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. In other words, apparently out of the vineyards there came a lion and began to make noises against him. And the noises that the lion makes are kind of like these. Hurl, I'm going to get you. Hurl, I'm going to eat you up. Hurl, I'm going to rip you from top to bottom. Hurl, I'm going to take every arm and leg you have. Hurl, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Hurl, hurl, like that. Now, Samson did not run with fear. Verse number 6, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. Now, what happened to Samson? In the time of grave danger, when the lion was roaring out his threatenings against him, in the midst of that, the Spirit of God came upon him and empowered him with supernatural strength and power. And he picked up that lion like he would have picked up a kid. Do you know what a kid is? It's a baby goat. And the Word said he picked up that roaring lion like a baby goat and ripped him apart. That's what rent means. tore him apart because of supernatural strength given him by the Spirit of God. I believe the Lord would say to you and to me today, out of that passage of Scripture, that the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. And that when the lions are roaring at you, even when fear would try to overtake you, I'm going to rip you up. I'm going to make you go bankrupt. I'm going to take the life of your child. I'm going to drive a wedge between you and your wife. That's the way the lion roars today, isn't it? You're not going to have a job next week. Gasoline is going to go so high you won't be able to buy any if you had the money. There'll be such a shortage of it, even if you had the money, you wouldn't be able to get it. That's the way the lion is roaring today. The lion will roar at you and say, you ought not to bring children into the world because it's an awful world to bring up kids. That's the way the lion is roaring today. The lion is roaring and saying that your loved ones are in such bondage that they'll never be delivered. You might as well quit believing your God for this. That's the way the lion roars today. The lion will roar at you young people and tell you that you cannot have the normal semblance of you cannot have the semblance of a normal life because of the condition the world's in. That's the way the lion's roaring. The lion's roaring and says you'll not be able to pay your bills. When your children desire to go to school, you'll not be able to send them. You're not going to be able to put decent clothes on your kids. That's the way the lion's roaring. The lion is roaring and saying that your children are going to grow up to be no good. They're going to grow up to be hopheads and drunks. They're going to grow up to be wicked, street bums. That's the way the lion is roaring today. I say to you that when the lion is roaring at you, if you'll put your trust in the Lord God, the Spirit of the Lord will come mightily upon you the same way He came mightily upon this man, Samson. And you take the lion that's in your life, no matter what area of your life it may be, and pick it up and tear it apart like Lion did rent that kid. He had no weapons. He had nothing in his hands. He had only one thing going for him, and that was the Spirit of God. Now, you've heard it said that you and God are a majority. That's the truth. If you've got nothing else, if you are absolutely without any other hope, if you have your hope in God, you have enough. And Samson, is just one example out of God's Word of that wonderful truth. Yesterday morning, down at Tanner Park, I will share this with you this morning. Turn over to 1 Kings, the 6th chapter. It was about 9 o'clock, I guess, when we got started. I looked at my watch subsequently because I wanted to remember the time, and it was almost 10 when I looked at my watch, but I know, and it felt, you know, when you get in a move of the Spirit of God, it seems like 5 minutes and an hour just goes by just that quick. It was that kind of a situation yesterday morning. It was about 9 o'clock, best I can tell. We'd finished breakfast, and we were waiting for the men to clean up in the kitchen. And there were, I guess, 25 or 30 men just sitting around the living room in the lodge there. And most of them had their Bibles open, just reading quietly to themselves, letting the Spirit of the Lord lead them through the Scripture. Some were quietly talking. The stereo was on the back table, and I believe it was, was the Alleluia tape was playing quietly in the background. And all of a sudden, as I was sitting, I was just reading through the Lord had given me that passage out of Jeremiah 10, and I had just been reading that. And all of a sudden, with just no warning at all and no notice, all of a sudden the Spirit of the Lord just came upon me. And I began to weep, just uncontrollably, just cry. And if it would have been, you know, sometimes hard to determine the difference between sorrowful crying and joyful crying, but the presence of the Lord was so sweet and so powerful that all I could do was cry with rejoicing and just weep with great joy because of His presence. Normally, when that happens, He'll bless me like that, then He kind of lifts it. But He didn't lift it. It just kept coming and kept flowing. I began to get a little embarrassed because I was sitting there, nothing was going on. We were just kind of sitting there waiting for the morning session to begin. And I couldn't stop crying. And I said to the Lord, have you got something that you want me to see? And He said, 1 Kings 6:12, just like that. And I turned over to it, and I shared this with the men that were there later on in the morning. But as I read this verse of Scripture, what the Lord had turned on me, He turned up the power of it. This is a verse of Scripture that He had given me previously, but He just gave it again. I hadn't thought about it in some time. Concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou would walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father. Now that probably doesn't mean much to most of you, but to me it's God's rhema word. It's the anointing of the Spirit of God coming upon me and speaking to me the words of His promise. And you know, I've shared with you before, that God has called me to be a builder of His work. That's my calling, to build His work. And when he gave me this particular verse of Scripture, concerning this house which thou art in building, now He was talking to Solomon about building a physical house there out of stone and gold and silver. He's never talked to me about physical houses. He talks to me about spiritual houses, living stones, that kind of house. And I know that that's the work that He's called me to do. And the promise that He's given to me is that if I'll do what He said I'm to do, then He will perform His word. And He's giving me confidence this morning that I don't have to have any tools in my hand. Above all men, I am the least of men. And I do not have the tools that normally you would think a man should have to do the kind of work that God would want us to do here. I don't have the tools. But bless the Lord, I have the Spirit of the Almighty God. And when the Spirit of God is flowing on me, I can rent a kid or rent a lion just like a kid. And so can you. And so can we! Together. Whatever lions come, we'll put our trust in the Spirit of the living God. We'll put our confidence in the Lord God Almighty when they begin to roar. As a church, as a fellowship, as a local body, as individual families, and as individual Christian believers. You really don't need anything besides the Spirit of God. He's adequate. He is more than enough. No matter what the circumstances of your life may be. Amen. We're going to pray here in just a moment. I want to do three things are on my heart to do. First of all, we have some folks in the fellowship who have begun a ministry down here at the nursing home. I think when I say these words that we don't really have many tools to work with by the way of training or particular skills, I think they could probably agree with that, couldn't you? Those of you that are involved in that ministry. But if we have the Spirit of God, you see, that's adequate. That's more than enough. And those individuals that are working down there at the nursing home have requested that we set them apart for that work, lay hands upon them, and pray over them in the name of the Lord Jesus that God would use them down there ministering to those elderly people. I want to do that. Also, we have some other needs. I know that there's a need for prayer for healing and deliverance this morning. We're going to do that in just a moment. Sally, I want you to have ready for us later. I know we're going to want to sing that little ditty that you sang for the call to worship this morning. I want to learn that today. John saw the multitude. Is that it? We can learn that, can't we? Yeah, that's not too tough. James, you'll help us with it, won't you? Okay. Because we're the overcomers, isn't that the words? John saw the multitude of the overcomers. That's it. Okay. John saw the multitude of the overcomers. How many of you are overcomers today? Overcomers in Christ Jesus. And I like the words of that song, so I want us to learn that this morning. Nancy, would you come now, please, and bring the rest of your folks with you who are involved there at the nursing home. Any of you that are working there in the nursing home with Nancy, ministering to those older folks down there, would you come now? Stand over here on this side of the platform, if you will, please. Okay. All right. If you desire to be used in that ministry, if you have not been part of it thus far, but you have a desire to be used in ministering down there at the nursing home, would you come now also and just stand with these sisters, and we're going to lay our hands on you and pray for you. Now, I want also the men who were at the advance this weekend, as many of you as desire, would you come please and stand behind these ladies? Now, if you would please come up, just stand up here a little bit.